Hey students, this is Tripp, and if you're listening to these first 30 podcasts, I am so proud of the investment that you're making in your spiritual development. Listen, keep it up. I can promise you that the return on that investment will be huge. Today, I want to talk about the reality that so many college students in their first 30 days on campus, they experience a significant crisis, and I'm talking about an identity crisis. With so many things changing, so many new influences, so many new people to compare yourselves to and impress, it's sometimes easy to fall into the trap of questioning your value and your purpose. Well, let's remind ourselves of some truth today. The first truth is this: God has given you immeasurable value that no one or nothing can change. Consider the words of the psalmist who said in Psalm 139:13-14, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body, and you knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it." Have you ever stopped and really considered what it means that you are fearfully and wonderfully made by the creator of the universe? The Apostle Paul reminds us in Ephesians 2:10, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do good things that he planned for us long ago." As a masterpiece of God, you have been given value that is priceless, and nothing and no one can take that value from you. I love to illustrate this point by pulling a $20 bill out of my wallet and asking, who wants this $20 bill? Well, of course, if I'm giving away $20, most people would want it. And by the way, you never really understand the value of $20 until you get to college. Am I right? Well, I then like to take that $20 and wrinkle it up and ask again, who wants it? Well, even after I do that, and even after I step on it, I get it dirty, even sneezing and wiping my nose on it, the response to those who still want the money seldom changes. Why do people still want a $20 bill that's dirty, wrinkled, flawed, and even broken? The reason is because no matter the condition or the abuse that it has endured, the $20 bill still has value. Now, if I did the same illustration with a piece of notebook paper, I doubt anyone would want it. But it's different with money because a power with the proper authority, the U.S. Mint, the U.S. government, has taken a piece of paper, they have made it special, and they have assigned a particular value to it that cannot be changed. Well, that is what God has done with us. He has made us his masterpiece, and he has demonstrated our priceless value by giving his very son, Jesus, to die for us so that we can have life in and with him forever. Well, if the creator of the universe loves you with such an unconditional love and is uniquely made and gifted you, why would you or why would I ever allow any attention from a guy or girl, any comparison to anyone else or anyone's opinions, take our eyes off of the priceless value that is given to us by God? Well, the second important truth to remember today is this, that you were created by God to fulfill his purposes. I think most of our identity issues are related to a foundational problem. See, you are created for God's purpose. You are not created so God could help you with your purpose. And when we get this backwards, I think it causes us to build our lives on the wrong foundation. I'm reminded of 1 Corinthians 8:6. It says, "Yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and we exist for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we exist through him." Colossians 1:16-17 says, "For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." See, we were made for God. And forgetting this simple truth leads to a to just a lot of frustration and identity issues. Now, if I went in my kitchen and I tried to use my toaster oven to make a smoothie, or if I tried to use my blender to make toast, what would happen? Well, right, I would have a hot mess. Well, that is exactly what happens when we try to use our lives for purposes other than that for which they were created. I think it's so important to remember, a successful life is not a life that's measured by comparing your life to what others have done. A successful life is measured by comparing your life to what you're supposed to do. Well, what am I supposed to do? How do I live His purposes? I think in discovering your purpose and living your purpose, I think we start with what we know are God's purposes for us. There are two foundational commands in Scripture through which our purpose flows. The first one we call the Great Commandment, Matthew 22, 36 through 40. It says, Jesus, what is the greatest commandment in the law? So Jesus was asked, hey, what is the greatest commandment? What's the biggest deal? And Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Then he says, and the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commands. So we're told here, what is our purpose? What are we to be about? We're to be about loving God with everything we have and then loving others with that godly love. The second foundational command through which we can find and live purpose is the Great Commission, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Really the last instructions that Jesus gives his followers before he leaves the earth. It says, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. See, Jesus tells his followers that part of their purpose, part of their mission is to go and share his love with others and to make disciples. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:20 kind of clarifies this language when he says, therefore we are ambassadors or representatives for Christ. As though God were making an appeal through us, we beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. God has given you priceless value. And he wants to use you for his purposes. There is really no greater identity and no higher calling than what God has already given you. So today, remember this, in Jesus Christ and nothing else, can we discover our priceless value and our divine purpose. Know that we love you and we are praying for you today as you live in this wonderful truth.